It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac Qui Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac Qui Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
Well, let's say good morning to Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. How you doing, Josh?
Good. It's going to be a hot one today.
It is. So keep cool. Keep that air conditioner on. Drink a lot of water and do what you can to stay in the shade.
Stay in the shade. Stay in the cool. Me and heat don't get along very well.
Well, heat can kind of sneak up on people. And heat stroke's nothing to mess around with either.
Well, I'm not ashamed to admit I had a little bit of heat exhaustion from having a little too much fun on the 4th of July.
Is that right?
The sun and the heat, yeah.
Yeah, we got to at least put a hat on and shade that head of yours.
Oh, I always wear a hat outdoors.
All right, that's good. Or some sunscreen or something. Right?
Whether it be my old military-issue boonie hat or, I got ball caps.
Yeah, probably not that one with the ear flaps on it. You probably save that for
winter.
Yeah,
that's wintertime.
So, but it would afford you a lot of protection, but might be a little warm.
You know, it's amazing how much heat is lost from your head.
That's what they say.
And how well hair is an insulator.
So some just have to do it artificially, right?
Yes.
Like
a floppy-eared
bomber hat or whatever they're called.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Staff Sergeant Melvin Theodore Kittleson. Melvin was born March 27th, 1920 in Lewisburg and passed away August 29th, 1986 here in Madison. He entered active duty May 2nd, 1942 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army Air Forces. Was honorably discharged November 17th, 1945, Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. So about 3.5 years of service. He was an airplane crew chief with the 425th Bomber Squadron. Battles and campaigns he participated in. Luzon, Western Pacific, air offensive, Japan, China, Central Burma, India, Burma, and Southern Philippines. He earned the Good Conduct Medal, the Distinguished Unit Badge, the American Theater Service Medal, the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, 4 overseas service bars, so 2 years of overseas service, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Melvin, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free. And that was Staff Sergeant Melvin Theodore Kittleson.
All right. Very good. Thanks to all the veterans for their service out there. And in your office, every day is Veterans Day.
Exactly. Every day is Veterans Day in the VSO office.
That's right. It should be everywhere else, too.
Yep. As another thank you to veterans, brings us to our topic.
It does. So that's the online PX privileges you're going to talk about today.
Yes. There was a press release came out in January of this year from the U.S. Department of Defense. It announces a benefit for veterans that was once reserved for those currently serving or those who have retired from military service and their dependents. DOD announced a policy change that will extend limited online military exchange shopping privileges to all honorably discharged veterans of the military. The shopping benefit will be effective on Veterans Day of this year, November 11th, 2017. These privileges have some exclusions. They exclude the purchase of uniforms, alcohol, and tobacco products, but it does include Exchange Services' dynamic online retail environment known so well to service members and their families. It follows careful analysis, coordination, and strong public support. This initiative represents a low-risk, low-cost opportunity to help fund MWR programs, for those not military inclined, that's morale, welfare, and recreation programs in support of service members and their families, quality of life, and it's just the right thing to do. The online benefit will also strengthen the exchange online businesses to better serve current patrons. Inclusion of honorably discharged veterans would conservatively double the exchange's online presence. And when we talk about the exchanges, that's AFES, Army and Air Force Military Exchange Services, NEX, Naval Exchange, Marine Corps Exchange, and Coast Guard Exchange. And, basically, they're like the department stores that are on military bases. They got a little bit of everything.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen a couple of them, so it's pretty well stocked.
They're very well stocked. There's a couple of snippets on military.com. In order for veterans to utilize this benefit, first they must go to there's a website, which is www.vetverify.org, and fill in the requested information. If I remember right, it's name, last 4 years, Social Security number, and branch of service you were in. I did this here a few weeks ago. And then they'll notify veterans by email if they're qualified or need additional information, and shopping can begin on Veterans Day of this year. But some vets have been selected to beta test and been authorized to shop earlier, about a week after I was notified on Vet Verify. I was selected to beta test. I haven't purchased anything yet from the online exchanges, but I have shopped around. They do have very good prices. And according to another article on military.com, this shopping has advantages similar to other retail stores, including price match, regular prices, often less than retail prices. Everything there is tax-free. Merchandise. And also, you can support military quality of life and base support programs on military installations. And I've used MWR programs when I was in the service. We got to go guided salmon fishing in the Monterey Bay.
Bet you enjoyed that.
Very much. For, I think it was $50. You know, included guide services, boat rental. They even cleaned the fish for us.
Quite a deal. Yeah. That'd be my kind of trip.
Yes. And the fish was very good. We ate more cod than we did salmon, but it was good regardless.
Did you turn it into lutefisk then? You got that cod there?
No.
Oh, you didn't want to ruin it, so.
No, I was with a guy from Louisiana and a guy from Rhode Island.
Oh, they probably didn't.
Yeah, and I'm German ancestry, so I don't eat that.
That's all right.
Stuff. I remember the boss... facility at one place I was at. It's base opportunities for single soldiers. They had theater style seating, and it had to have been it was a giant projection screen for movies and stuff. It was, you know, I know you got nice seats at the Grand Theater, but these were, you know, the
supposed recliners and all that stuff.
They were the expensive theater seating you would find at a specialty shop in the cities.
Yep.
You know, that kind. It was nice.
The kind I'd really hate to have to clean between shows.
Yes, very much so. More information on this, you can go to vetverify.org. There's articles on military.com. And, of course, I've had this press release out on a bulletin board by my office since early this year, letting people know. So it'll also be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard. You can also contact the Veterans Linkage Line. They may have some information.
And what is that number?
You had it out. Thank you. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838. Or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org.
Or come up to your office.
In the lower
garden level of the courthouse up there. East
lower
door.
Garden.
I got to come up there. Maybe I'll swing by and say hi. I got to go renew my driver's license. So.
Yeah, you want to do that.
That's right. Don't want to forget about that.
That's right. Open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Fridays, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Well, thanks, Josh. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank
Josh
you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air this morning.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here, for Vets Info on the Air.